Father and Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. So, dear friends, it's a great joy to be for the first time here in Pangasinan. And today, on Saturdays, it's a Benedictine custom to have the Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturdays. If there is no sign of true order, Mass, high order, we say Our Lady's Mass. And I want to start by the Gospel of today. In the Gospel, our Lord was with his disciples, and a woman out of the crowd said, "Blessed is the womb which bore you, and blessed is that woman who give you nurse." And the answer of our Lord is what I want to meditate. Our Lord said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Why? Because it's not for us. It's not a sign of salvation just to say, 'Mother, mother, mother, I love you. You are my mother in heaven, and I praise you.' That is not enough. But rather to keep the word of God and to practice it is precisely what will bring to us the protection of Mary. As I said, don't be blind. Not everybody who says, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter in the kingdom of heaven. It is the same with Mary. Not anyone who says, 'Mary, Mary, Mary, please help me,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And our Lord said, so he who loves me shall keep my commandments. So to keep the word of God is to keep the faith, the commandments. Because to keep the faith is part of the first commandment. When we say, 'Thou shalt love thy God with your whole heart, your whole strength,' it meant the faith, hope, and charity. Because what unites us with our Lord in love is through faith, in hope, with charity, no? So this is why if we are not keeping the faith, or we are putting in danger the faith, is you confess it as faulty or missing the first commandment. So when our Lord is saying, "Keep my words, keep my commandments," and after you will have the Blessed Virgin Mary praises and help, it's something that we forget. Because yesterday we were speaking about Our Lady of Remedies with a beautiful devotion. But Our Lady of Remedies is to ask from the Blessed Virgin Mary something. But in Fatima, our Lord told us that before asking Our Lady's remedies, we must be first the remedy for the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we give ourselves as a remedy to her Immaculate Heart, consoling and repairing her heart, and after that we receive all the graces and merits and prayers on the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is why you notice traditionally are praying for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is good, but they are missing the whole point, because she's going to triumph, but the key is not for her to triumph regarding us. So what God wants us is that we triumph together with her. So she wants to triumph, yes. But what God wants us that we triumph together with her. So to ask for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary without loving the cross, without hating sin, really is to be hypocrites. Hypocrites. Because we must first love the cross and be faithful to Our Lady and carrying her cross, wiping her tears out, before we can claim graces and help and her company. And this is why the devotion to the Our Lady of Solitude, you will find that our Lord is going to bless us through Mary. And if we are worthy to be next to her, at least in intention, in desire. So we want to get rid of deliberate venial and mortal sins. We want to go to her every moment, every time, to practice our consecration to Mary. And by doing that, we will be consoling and repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So this is what our Lord meant in the Gospel. So rather, blessed are those who keep my words, to keep my commandments, to keep the faith, to keep hope. Because without that keeping of our Lord's will, we cannot keep our Lady with us. I think it's one of the modernist teachings which have been infiltrated into the tradition. We claim to be devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary without loving the cross, without fighting sin. We are lying, really. We are lying to God. It's to abuse the Blessed Virgin Mary title of Our Lady of Remedies, Our Lady Matters of All Graces, Our Lady protecting Philippines. And it's how also we were realizing that Philippines is called the light of Asia for many reasons, for the past, present, and future. But Our Lady of Solitude is called the light of Philippines. So that means through the cross and Our Lady's sorrows and solitude, we will be able to be the light of the world, of the Asia and the world. This devotion to Our Lady of Solitude in Porta Vaga is unique in the world. What she did on Good Friday, coming up onto the shores of Cavite City and Porta Vaga, is on her off. It's a privilege coming on Good Friday with the Spanish dressed in black to convert that area first to God. Through the sorrows in Good Friday of Our Lord and Our Lady. So God is telling Philippines that their light is going to come through the cross, sacrifice, and Our Lady of Solitude. That means faithfulness. We have been speaking about that with you in the last days. Faithfulness to faith, hope, charity, the commandments. Now we must be ready to die before committing even one venial sin. So, it's why we have to be crucified. Yes. Either we crucify our Lord or we are crucified with our Lord. It's either or. It's no third option. Our Lord said, he who is with me is against me. So, either we are on the cross being crucified with our Lord and our Lady, or we are crucifying our Lord. This is why when they asked Padre Pio whether Catholic school club at Mass, you know, he answered, well, look at Good Friday, he says, and you will find two kinds of people in Good Friday. Those who were praying and crying with our Lord, and those who were clapping at the death of our Lord. Basically, he was saying, those who clap and are happy at Mass are those who are crucifying our Lord. Novus Ordo. Novus Ordo people go to the crucifixion of our Lord. So we cannot go to Novus Ordo. Neither to compromising priests. They are crucifying our Lord. Because you cannot be with him and against him at the same time. It's impossible. Especially when it's on a regular basis, they are unfaithful to our Lord in questions of faith, hope and charity. Yes. So it's why, dear friends, let's ask the grace to our Blessed Virgin Mary to teach us her spirit at the foot of the cross. To enter into the sentiments of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross. You will find that first you have to stop thinking about yourself, stop having pity about yourself, stop being worried about yourself and your family, the future, and your job and your safeness and your health. Stop being worried about that. Instead, spend that time in focusing in our Lord's sacrifice on the cross, and the Blessed Virgin Mary contemplating the sacrifice. If you remember, Saint Louis de Montfort said that when you are called to Mass and you receive Holy Communion, you should offer your communion to the Blessed Virgin Mary so as to contemplate the Blessed Virgin Mary receiving our Lord and repairing him, and he repairing our Lady. So each other, embracing each other in your heart. So exactly what we are supposed to be doing the whole our whole life, to contemplate the union of our Lord and our Lady in our souls after the crucifixion. When our Lady embraced the dead body of our Lord Jesus Christ and cleansed the wounds and put all anointment and tears and perfume on the wounds. It's exactly what our Lady is thinking about during the crucifixion. So we should be doing the same. Engaging our time in consoling our Lord, our Lady, thinking in the passion of our Lord, meditating upon the passion and death of our Lord. Basically, what our Subitio Lefebvre will say, we must make of our life a constant Tridentine Mass. So Mass is going to end in half an hour. But physically, you are here at Mass, but your soul should be at Mass 24 hours a day. Yes. It's why even with those sacraments, we should be in spirit at Mass. Even spiritual communion, this is the whole reason of spiritual communion. We go to the sacrifice of our Lord and we want him. We want to receive him on our arms with our Lady, to clean his wounds, to be crucified for him. This is the Catholic life. This is the Catholic religion. Yes, to be crucified with Christ. If you ask about baptism, when you were baptized, you were redeemed by our Lord, and because our Lord is on his cross during our lifetime, so we were redeemed by our Lord's blood, and at the same time embracing us on his cross with Mary at the foot of the cross, that we may be on the cross our life, during our life. It's not to enjoy this life. It's not to put our will on this life. Attachment to this life, I would say. Remember, our country is heaven. If we love more this country, Philippines, than heaven, we are in the wrong path. Our thoughts should be more often in heaven than in Philippines. Whatever might be the reason your mind is in Philippines, whatever might be the reason, still, the greater part of the day should be your thoughts, your words, your actions should be in heaven. It's our countryside. It's a home. It's heaven. This is why it's very important to not to be taken by the worldly spirit, and to not to be envious, and not to pursue worldly things, and to be indifferent about what is happening in the world, and not to be attached or to be too much interested or too much excited about the technology and internet and the new things that happen every day in the world. Because we have God. As Richard Lefebvre says, the tabernacle has been replaced by the TV set. He said before, family Catholics will be spiritually in God's heart, contemplating him, praying him, either in the Blessed Sacrament, at Mass, or at home, in spiritual exercises. But the TV set has replaced the Blessed Sacrament. So the focus is not our Lord, the focus is the world. TV set is the world, the devil, and pride. So we have the grace today that we understand this, because Philippines has received immense graces, tremendous graces. And you know, God loves the humble. So it's very humble environment in Philippines. The way you are, the way you have received the graces, and the way God has treated Philippines is to foster the humility of their people. This is, I would say, the greatest potential of Philippines, the humility coming from God's divine providence working in Philippines in such a way that you will keep a humble profile. Yes. I noticed that in these few days. So we have the grace, please, we have the grace for us to be faithful to the cross, to our Lady of Solitude, and especially to have compassion of heart and hatred for sin, so as to be worthy to be at the foot of the cross with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen.